Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Wednesday, 4 February 2026. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. Mnangagwa accused of flouting traditional leadership succession rules. High Court orders ZANU-PF youth to vacate Vubachikwe mine. Constitutional Court set to hear challenge against Mnangagwa's term extension. And now for the news in detail. Emmerson Mnangagwa has been accused of flouting traditional leadership succession procedures after appointing Silas Chikwanda as substantive chief Chikwanda without consulting the royal family. The family claims that all required processes, including clan consultations and chief's councils, were ignored. Both the Mashingo Provincial Chiefs Council Chair, Chief Chitanga, and the National Chiefs Council President, Mshane Kumalo, confirmed the appointment did not pass through their offices. The move comes despite a pending High Court challenge and before the expiry of Chikwanda's acting term. Adding to the controversy, Silas Chikwanda is a Central Intelligence Organization operative attached to the Ministry of Local Government, raising concerns about political and security interference in traditional institutions. The Blawa High Court has ordered ZANU-PF youth to immediately vacate the illegally occupied Vubachikwe gold mine in Gwanda. Justice Bongani Ndlovu issued a spoliation order against the five individuals who led the illegal takeover: Moses Langa, Aldonia Gondo, Madonna Siwanda, Texon Moyo, and Alot Ndlovu. A sixth respondent, Tyson Mutengeni, was also ordered to leave in his absence. The five main respondents consented to the order, acknowledged their actions were illegal, and undertook to remove over 200 illegal miners from the site. The mine is owned by Forbes and Thompson, a subsidiary of Duration Gold. The Ministry of Mines did not oppose the application. The ruling highlights serious concerns about property rights and investor confidence in Zimbabwe's vital mining sector. The Constitutional Court will on February 9 hear a case challenging ZANU-PF's proposal to extend President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term of office beyond 2028. The application was filed by Ibes Lika Zulu and its Secretary General Mbuso Fuzwayo, who argued that any amendment to presidential term limits must first be approved through a national referendum as provided under Section 328 of the Constitution. The applications say ZANU-PF's 2025 conference resolution undermines constitutional safeguard and public participation. The government and the ruling party argue the case is premature, saying the resolution is only an internal party position. The court will rule on whether the proposal violates the constitution. A South African court has postponed the terrorism case involving politician Job Sikala and his so-accused to May 4 pending DNA and fingerprint evidence. Sikala denies the charges, saying they are politically motivated. He remains on bail in South Africa. Calls for urgent regulation of private school transport are mounting after the death of another child in Chiredzi. 4-year-old Steadfast Makondo was found dead last week, allegedly forgotten in a councillor's vehicle where she suffocated. The local councillor and transporter, Lovemore Muchono, is on the run and reportedly left a note confessing to leaving the child in the car and disposing of a body. This tragedy echoes two similar suffocation deaths of four-year-olds in the same area in 2021. Child safety advocates and parents are demanding immediate government action. They cite unregulated, overcrowded vehicles and dangerous lack of communication between schools and drivers. They are now urging national calls for the Ministries of Education and Home Affairs to establish and enforce strict safety rules for the sector. The Meteorological Services Department says Zimbabwe is expected to receive more rainfall from this weekend. MSD Deputy Director Baba Maketa says the current dry spell is a normal mid-season weather pattern and does not signal the end of the rain season. He says conditions are expected to improve as weather systems realign. A senior police officer is in custody following a high-speed chase in Mashingo on Monday. Inspector Pikrai Dande Hakata, the officer in charge of operations at Mbare Police Station, was arrested after police intercepted a vehicle carrying 83 cobs of Dhaka valued at about US$19,000. A suspected drug dealer, Rengisai Mapirwe, was also arrested. And in news from local communities, a Chinese-owned gold mine in Rishavane is facing serious allegations after forcing female employees to take HIV tests and then firing them. The incident occurred at the Famona gold mine owned by Xiao Hongqiu. Reports say three women were compelled to take the test on December 22, 2025, and were all subsequently dismissed, despite having different results. Notably, more than 60 male workers at the mine were not subjected to any testing. The dismissal appeared to be based solely on the fact the women were tested. Residents of Bay Bridge are relieved after a lioness that had caused alarm reportedly crossed back into South Africa near Messina, according to ZimParks. In entertainment news, renowned visual artist Chikonzero Chazunguza has aged young artists to avoid substance abuse and instead focus on discipline, research, and hard work. Speaking at the National Gallery School of Visual Arts graduation, he said true creativity comes from a clear and focused mind. In international news, Libyan officials say Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the son of former leader Muammar Gaddafi, has been killed in the town of Zintan. The circumstances surrounding his death remain unclear, though local media report he was shot by armed men at his home. Saif al-Salam had been living in Zintan since his release from captivity in 2017. He was wanted by the International Criminal Court on crimes against humanity charges linked to the 2011 uprising and had been sentenced to death in absentia by a Libyan court. Health authorities in West Bengal, India, have confirmed an outbreak of the deadly Nipah virus affecting both civilians and healthcare workers. The virus, which has spread from animals to humans and between people through close contact, has no known cure or vaccine. Symptoms include fever and breathing difficulties and can lead to brain swelling. The virus has a fatality rate of up to 75%. And finally, in sports news, Zimbabwe senior men's cricket team is intensifying preparations for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup with West Indies legend Courtney Walsh joining as a bowling consultant. In a warm-up match, Zimbabwe beat the Netherlands by 29 runs, with Ryan Bell scoring an unbeaten 15. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Mnangagwa accused of flouting traditional leadership succession rules. High Court orders ZANU-PF youth to vacate Vuachikwe mine. Constitutional Court set to hear challenge against Mnangagwa's term extension. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Rutendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.